Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm just jumping in here before we start quizzing to tell you about a giveaway we're running at the moment. Do you want to win a huge snack box full of delicious things generously donated by Mr. Filbert? Thank you, Mr. Filbert. Along with some quiz-themed presents for a perfect quizzy night in. Check out our Instagram page for what you have to do. Find us at Quiz Chat Repeat. The competition is running until the 9th of April, so get in there quick at Quiz Chat Repeat. On with the quiz. This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do 5 times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is Quiz of Your Life. This week's guest taking on questions about herself is comedian Jen Brister. We've learned so much about Jen, but what I really want to let everyone know is that Jen loves when the sun is rising. Now, I saw the sunrise proper this morning. I looked out, I live quite high up, Jen, and then I looked to the right and it was just pink sky. And I was like, this is spectacular.
It's beautiful. I've been seeing a lot of the sunrise in the winter when I go for my morning swim. So when we go down, it's still a bit dark. Mm. And then by the time we get in the water, the sun comes up. And it's just life-affirming. I mean, I find it very, very, very difficult to sound genuine, but I do mean it. I've just found it so incredible to see it in the mornings. And so I'm now, that's who, I'm that person.
Yeah, you're that girl. Talking
about, I am that girl. So you'll be avoiding me.
Well, I'm just thinking, I mean, what a way to live your life. It's such a better way to start the day than a sweaty, you know, virgin gym. So, you know.
I think, yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, not that anyone can go to the gym at the moment. But, yeah, I mean, like, even just going for a run, I'm like, I don't fancy
that. No, I'll be getting into the ocean for sunrise. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Sea. Not the ocean. It's the sea, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's the channel. Let's not go. I mean,
it's the channel.
If you really think about it, it just starts to sound grim and you won't go in.
Let's keep it romantic. So it's Thursday, which means 12 very, very, must stress, there's very loose questions on your life, Jen. Let's do this. I can't wait. Question number one. You went to university with fellow comedian Alan Carr. His first presenting role was alongside Justin Lee Collins on which Channel 4 programme? Wow, I remember this.
I remember this because I did a tryout for it. Didn't get on. But anyway, I've let it go, Makita. You've got to let these things go.
Oh, my God.
But I do remember that it was called FAQU. Oh, no!
What?
No, that wasn't with Justin Lee Collins. That was the Friday Night Project. Sorry,
great.
But that was the first thing that they were on together was on FAQU, but that wasn't official.
Oh, thank
no,
God.
No, it was the Friday Night Project.
Absolutely. Friday Night Project, sadly missed. Question number two. Your first job was in a patisserie. What pastry, Jen, is used to make a chocolate eclair?
The pastry that is used to make a chocolate eclair, I believe, is a choux pastry.
Correct. Absolutely correct. God, sorry, it just really made me want a chocolate eclair.
You just went, I'm just thinking of pastry now.
So yeah. Good. Question number three, Jen Brister. You were once the owner of a bottle of port signed by Neil Kinnock. I love Neil Kinnock. Also, Tony Blair was signing it, had signed it, and Gordon Brown. What country, though, does port come from?
I believe it comes from Portugal.
Absolutely, the correct answer is Portugal. It's UNESCO protected, so it can only be called port if it's made in Portugal. You can't make a port in Croydon.
And that's just as well, because I don't think I want to drink it. It's made of potatoes. Love trying. You love it.
Question number four. If you could be any animal, you would love to be a bird, preferably a bird of prey.
Well, yeah, it sounds bad, doesn't it? But I just don't want to get eaten.
Right? No. Well,
I'd rather be the eater.
It says a lot about what you need from the animal you want to be. I get it. Now, what bird is the second largest in the world? It's also the national bird of Australia.
If it's the second largest, it can't be the ostrich. It has to be the emu.
Correct, Jen.
Hey.
Killing this quiz. Yeah. Four in a row. Question number five. You love Thai food. Now, Som Tam is a popular and spicy salad made from which unripened fruit?
Okay, I didn't know it was called Som Tam, but I believe it's papaya.
It absolutely is papaya. Do you order a Som Tam?
I love it, and I love it when it's really spicy. I love it. I really like a spicy papaya salad.
Yeah.
So it's kind of making me sweat while I'm eating it. That's exactly the temperature I want.
It's intense. It needs to be intense.
Oh, yeah. And also, if you get it in Thailand, it'll be the best thing you eat all day.
Yeah. Question number six. Jen, you've just filmed your first film role for the upcoming horror film Leia. This is directed by Adam Ethan Crow. Now, which of these horror film franchises has had the most releases? Halloween or Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, blimey. They've both had loads. So Nightmare on Elm Street, I think they had at least six. Nightmare on Elm Street, six. Halloween, I think, has had even more. So I'm going to say Halloween.
Correct. Well done, you. 11 films Halloween's put out, which I don't think is strictly necessary. Halloween.
No, I think anything beyond three, knock it on the head, mate.
Nightmare on Elm Street didn't care either. They gave us 9 of those films. Wow.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't realise I went that far.
Yeah. Question number 7, Jen Brister, on the quiz of your life. You can do an impression of Dawn French doing an impression of Sonia, which is, of course, one of her French and Saunders characters. But our question is, which comedian joined French and Saunders to record a cover of the Beatles song Help for comic relief?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I absolutely remember that, but why can't I remember who the other comedian is?
I'm going to give you a clue. So what they did is they were a fake band called Lana Ninu Nunu, which was basically a piss take of Bananarama. So that's what they were doing, but they happened to be singing.
It was Bananarama. I thought they sang Help with Bananarama.
No, I think maybe, but then they were pretending to be like the other band that were a bit like Bananarama. So it was French and Saunders and one other comedian.
So they used to do stuff with Helen Lederer. They used to do stuff with... Oh, they did a couple of things with Kathy Burke, but they did stuff with Jane... I think even Jane Horrocks, but that would have been before Jane Horrocks.
Well, this is 89.
Oh, this is 89?
Mm.
Okay, I'll go... It's either Helen Lederer or Kathy Burke, and I think Helen Lederer probably wasn't a big enough name, so I'll go... Oh, who else could it be?
Go on, just say it!
All right, I'll say it, fine. I'll say Kathy Burke.
Correct.
I honestly did not think it was her. I was thinking, it's not Kathy Burke, but I can't think of anyone else who it could be.
I just couldn't handle you saying Kathy Burke that many times and not sticking on it. I was like, no, we can't.
Yeah, no,
we
actually can't. That's just annoying, isn't it?
No, yeah. I knew you were so right. Kathy Burke, correct, absolutely. Question number 8. Your favourite film in the entire world is Groundhog Day. Fantastic film. In what month is the real tradition of Groundhog Day observed?
It's going to be in the winter, hasn't it? So... it's done in December.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, it's incorrect. It's February because the groundhog's telling us where the spring's coming, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Okay.
Absolutely rubbish. Given how many times I've seen that movie, that's quite tragic.
I really hope I haven't ruined it for you. All right, final few questions on the quiz of your life. You're doing beautifully, though. You really are sailing through. Question number 9. A current hero of yours is Greta Thunberg, but do you know how old Greta is?
So, she can't be that old. She must be about 17. So, wait a second. So, 2019, she's like 16, 17. She's got to be about 18 this year. So, I'm going to say she's 17.
Incorrect. She is, in fact, 18.
Oh, she's 18.
She's in fact 18. She's born 3rd of January 2003. Can you imagine being born in 2003?
Well, the reason why I thought 17 is I was like, it's still only February, so chances are her birthday is a little bit later in the year, but I was incorrect.
Bloody Greta's born in January.
What? That's it. She's not my hero anymore.
Question number 10. The soundtrack to your life would be De La Soul's album, 3 Feet High and Rising. Yes, Jen. Can you name a member of De La Soul for 1 point?
What's his name? So I've got to pass the noose, Trugoy.
Mm.
Pastinus or Trugoy.
Yeah, I mean, you've named two of them already. Yeah, Pastinus, Trugoy, and is it Maceo? Maceo. Beautiful. Just,
I had to like literally go through a song in my head to try and remember their names. Honestly.
I know, it was very sweet. I heard you go, Pastinus. All right, final two questions. Question 11. Your first gig was to see Tracy Chapman at the Royal Albert Hall in 1989. Wow. For 2 points, can you name two singles released off her debut album, Jen?
Oh, the singles? Well, one of them would obviously have been Fast Car.
Absolutely. Fast Car was a single and a hit.
And the other one that I'm thinking of... what's it called? Talking About a Revolution.
Absolutely. 2 points to you. Talking About a Revolution, Fast Car, and the third one, of course, Baby Can I Hold You, before
Baby Can I Hold You Tonight.
Murdered in the street by Boyzone.
Oh, did they do a cover?
Unbelievably so, yes.
Oh, dude, that's absolutely
shocking.
Appalling.
Shocking.
Question
number 12. Your final question on the quiz of your life, Jen Brister. Your comedy hero is Victoria Wood. She created and also starred in Acorn Antiques, of course. For 3 points, can you name three other cast members from Acorn Antiques?
Yes, I can. Celia Imrie.
Yes, correct.
Duncan Preston.
Absolutely correct.
Julie Walters.
Absolutely correct. Can you give any more? I've got loads more. You've got your 3 points, but I've got three other blokes here.
There was the guy that played the handyman. The Scottish guy that played the handyman.
We could be here all day, actually.
I don't know what that actor's name is. And who are the other guys?
Well, I've got Rosie Collins as Trixie, then Kenny Ireland as Derek.
Yeah, Derek was the handyman.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Peter Ellis as Cousin Jerry's.
Oh, I don't remember him.
And Albert Welch and Michaela Welch as an elderly couple who visited the shop every episode. Okay.
Yeah, but they were just in the background.
Your score after that round is 14 points.
Oh, who knew that I knew stuff about me?
This is a whole
revelation.
Okay, we'll talk to Jen about her points after this quick break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Jen, 14 points today, which makes your weekly score 40, which is really quite wonderful. Really, really good going.
Yeah, it sounds good. I've got nothing to compare it to, but I think it sounds good.
I have, and it's a blooming good score. So you were saying that you've struggled with homeschooling. Maybe if the homeschooling was of the curriculum was about you, you'd be killing it.
Well, let's make that suggestion to the current education secretary and see what they say. I mean, it can't be any worse than what they're giving the kids at the moment. So, yeah.
So it really is a struggle at the moment. I mean, it's a whole new addition to family life now, having to sort of create a school in one's home every day.
Absolutely. I mean, they call it jolly phonics, but I'm going to let you into a little secret. The jolly bit disappeared a while back and we're just stuck with the phonics and it's pretty grim. Do you know, I don't blame my children for looking at me and thinking you can't teach, because I'm teaching them thinking I can't teach. And what I've learned from this whole experience is that their teachers are wizards and they should get a pay rise. And that's a fact.
Yeah. And I think that's a resounding sort of vibe now in the whole country. So for about time we felt
about
this way.
About time. Please.
Right.
Give these people more money.
Please
they need
pay
it.
Them.
They deserve it.
Jen Brister, thank you so much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's your last connector question. For everyone at home, the connection between this week's clues will be in tomorrow's episode. Your clue today is a family of instruments which zithers and lutes belong to. A family of instruments which zithers and lutes belong to. Follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat and join us tomorrow for Jen's request round. Star Wars. Star Wars.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.